lift our voices in prayer, reiterating the praise that sends this song, praising you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, who in that while he was God did not think that that was something to grasp, that he held on to and did not take the form of man, but took our form that he might bear our sins on the cross and be our Savior. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have the opportunity to take that same message to others throughout the world, to both Jew and Gentile, and bringing them into the spiritual kingdom. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity of fellowship this morning with each other, to encourage each other in song, and then to study your word, Father, the edifying of our soul. To this end, we do praise you in your Son's precious name. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is going to be number 10 in your hymnal. If you turn to it, just be aware that in the printed bulletin, it says, "Praise ye the Lord, the Almighty," and in your book, it says, "Praise to the Lord, the Almighty," and both are acceptable this morning. Would you stand as we sing? Praise ye the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. Oh, hear him, now to his temples on earth, join me in glad adoration. Praise ye the Lord, who all things so wondrously reigneth. Shelter thee under his wings, his throne gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires have been granted in all he ordaineth? Praise ye the Lord, oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the amen sound from his people, Lord, ring. Gladly, for I will adore him. Would you be seated?